this cushion for you.
Hare Krishna.
Es ist nicht schön fürs Herz, einen demütigen Vaishnava zu sehen, mit der das auch im Herzen hat. Ist ja nicht so ist er. Oder? Dann denkt man, da stimmt die Welt noch irgendwo. Für einen Quadratmillimeter stimmt sie noch. Ja. Hare Krishna. So, I should be... I think it will be a multi-language program. Smita Krishna Maharaj, maybe you like to give answers in English or German?
Well, I think English is
English
more
is
reliable.
More comfortable. Good. Fakir Mohan Prabhuji will speak in English to all of us, embellished with Bengali and Sanskrit and his humility. And I will be using the sweet German language. So I suggest those who of you who require a translation from German into English, Vrinda Devi, will you be translating? Oh, wonderful. Please come to Vrinda Devi. In that corner, she will give you a first-class translation. Und jetzt müssen wir noch sehen, wer von euch spricht nicht Englisch?
Aber Deutsch.
Ja, aber Deutsch natürlich, ja. Dann bräuchten wir vielleicht, wenn Smita Krishna Maharaj und Fakir Mohan Prabhu sprechen, eine Übersetzungskraft vom Englischen ins Deutsch. Das macht Bhagavati. Sehe ich das richtig? Gut, Bhagavati. So, in dieser Ecke ist für diejenigen, die eine Sprache brauchen, eine englische, eine deutsche Übersetzung, für die ist was da. Please all let us chant the Pranam Mantras. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Dezatadine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadarada Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will now address all of you, both in German and in English. Sometimes it is more important in life to ask the right questions. In order to ask a right question, we have to leave the superficial platform of our life and go deep inside to detect our real concerns, our real questions. The real questions in life are not how can I get a good job, how can I attain health, How can I be recognized by my friends and by others? These are superficial questions reigning on the surface of our life. The real questions we need to ask is, who am I? How can I solve the deep, deep questions of my life? How can I feel love for Krishna? How can I overcome the obstacles on my path? So such good questions should be asked to Vaishnavas, and Smita Krishna Maharaj, Fakir Mohan Prabhu are certainly such Vaishnavas who can give us insights into these and answers to these questions. So you can ask such questions, and we will all try our level best to answer.
Vaishnav grant is coming.
This is my thesis.
Yes,
oh. One third of the thesis.
One third of the thesis.
Thesis.
Das ist Fakir Mohans Doktor-Thesis, ein Drittel davon.
What is the name of that? What's
the origin, contribution of Orisha towards origin and development of Gaudiya Vaishnava literature.
Ja, der Beitrag von Orisha zu der Entwicklung der Gaudiya Vaishnava Literatur.
Any question, I will see this thing.
Very good. So, wir werden aus der Doktorarbeit von Fakir Mohan Antworten kriegen. All right. So, let us see who of you has a question, and kindly indicate whom, who of the speakers you would like to address your question to, and then we can try to answer your questions. In a way, it would make everything so easy if we just speak in English, isn't it? It gets so confused if there's Deutsch and then plötzlich English, and you all understand English more or less, isn't it? And
there is already a translation from English to German.
Yeah. Dann machen wir eine richtige volle Power Übersetzung von Englischen ins Deutsche. Ich denke auch, das ist auch irgendwie so unhöflich, wenn ich jetzt in Deutsch spreche und hier ist Fakir Mohan, der versteht kein Wort Deutsch, sondern nur die Baba. Und Smita Krishna Maharaj versteht alles, aber er spricht eigentlich Svenska.
Ja,
warte,
genau.
Ja. Svenska, ja. So, wir machen heute einfach mal Pause von dieser schrecklichen Sprachverehrung, die man Deutsch nennt, und geht es. Ich habe immer so harte Ausdrücke. Und wir just speak English like anything. Ist das okay, Induleka? Wir sprechen einfach mal jetzt Englisch und wir bilden uns, falls wir noch nicht Englisch richtig können. Good. So, who of you has a question? Please ask your question. We on our side, and now I will say something which will bring me in troubled water. We will try to answer briefly, concisely. We will not give half an hour answers. I especially have this problem of giving half an hour answers, and you please throw tomatoes on me if I get into this habit. Good. So, question number one, Gaura Hari.
I would be happy to hear a little answer from all of you on that question. But in your seminar, you were explaining how Lord Chaitanya would sometimes enter into the parallel world, enter into the spiritual dimension, And if I understood well, you say in the seminar also, it can also happen to us if we have the proper attitude, the proper mood in our listening service. So my question, I think everyone here will be very happy to have this breakthrough, this deep experience when they can have a glimpse of going into the spiritual dimension. And my question to all of you is, how can that happen? What do we need to do? Is there any specific things to do? Should we just chant the holy name? Should we be humble? What is the main factor that will help us to go to that spiritual dimension?
Mm-hmm. Have you... the spiritual consciousness. Mm-hmm. Question is clear?
Yes.
Yes.
That Prabhu was asked, it is a questionable thing. And it will be very, very nice question. Because many devotees, they are thinking what? We will chant or we will think the Kunja Seva in this way. This is not new question. Question is always coming. And Mahaprabhu what told? Mahaprabhu told Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namiva Kevalam. Kalu nashteva, 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 gatiranyatha. Everything is here. Everything is here. Mahaprabhu told that Guru more murkha dekhi korilo sasan. Murkha tumi tumar nai vedanta adhika. Understanding? So in this way, yes. Mahaprabhu is telling that my Gurudev, I am one sannyasi, I should always read the Vedanta. My Gurudev, Keshav Bharati, is Gurudev, sannyasi Gurudev, he told you are murkha. You don't know anything. So, who will read the Vedanta Sutra, Darshan? They are telling that you should be Sanjitendriya and you should detached from this world. You should think that I am Aham Brahmasmi. Then you will understand this. So you don't know these things. So we only chant the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is our two. And everything is staying in that name. You know that Rupa Goswami Pad started Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tata Anartha Nibruti Tata Bhajana Kriya Tata Anartha Nibruti Nishtha Ruchi, Asakti, then Bhav. Adau Shraddha, many are thinking that our Shraddha is the bees, Bhakti Lata. But Shraddha, they are telling that Shraddha Sabde Kohe Krishne Si Dridha Vishwas. We have Dridha Vishwas. No faith. Deep deep faith on Krishna Bhagavan, then that is called Shraddha. It is very difficult. Any devotee can tell that I have deep faith on Krishna Bhagavan. That there is no difference between naam, vigraha, swarup, tino eka rup, tine bheda nahi tino, chidananda rup. We have faith that Sakhat Krishna, Sakhat Gaur Nitai, they have come from here. No, we have no faith, but not Siddhriha. Another person will tell anything, will tell, perhaps not. But Vikra is not telling. Nama nami abhinna. Nama is not telling. How can I believe it? So Sudrudha Vishwasa is not possible for us. Then Vishnata Kutva is told that first sadhu kripa, then mahat seva, then shraddha. What it is? From, it is started from shraddha. Now two steps going ahead. What is the meaning of? We should think of it very deeply. Because if we will think ourselves, we can get the answer. First, we don't know anything. Karma, jnana, yoga, I don't know anything. I am telling my observation. But I have one hobby to serve the Vaishnava sadhu. Why I was serving? They are doing kirtan, bhajan, I was also joining. So the naam is bij. Naam cannot come to us. That is, sanskar is two types. One is previous life, other is present life. Those who have got the mahat kripa, they can start from naam, from this life. But we don't know. We don't know what is naam, what is ye, Krishna naam what. Our Gunachura, son's name is Gopal. He was staying in London. I went, all are calling Gopal, Gopal, Gopal. Those who are Christian, so they are telling Gopal, 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 but what is Gopal, they don't know. What is Gopal, they don't know, but calling. It is Nama Bhas. Ajamila? When calling, the Narayana, 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 always calling to his son. But he went to Vaikuntha Loka. Similarly, this naam is bij of our sadhan. Naam how will come? Naam will come, naam every ditij has one career. Without career,
Fakimu Prabhuji, answer is to be given in 3 to 4 minutes. You have
extended the answer already to 10 minutes.
I am telling that
you please conclude your point. Sorry, I have to
have this. That is, the when nam you will do, then from nam, the rupa, lila, everything will come. When taponamishra, I am talking to Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So we have heard the answer from Fakir Mohan Prabhuji. He has said that to come onto the spiritual level and make a deep spiritual experience, we should chant the holy name. This is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has just now started a very elaborate subject where he says, from the name, which is like a beach, a seed from which everything else will come, the form of Krishna will be realized, the qualities of Krishna will be realized, and the Leela. And at this moment, cruel time has violently cut our Prabhu's talk, and we will ask for the next question.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Yes. So, next question, please. And again, this is not a lecture time. Maybe Pran Vallabhai, you can also explain elaborately. It's just questions and answers.
Yeah,
it's different, like in the TV, like. So, okay, and anyone? Yes.
Prabhu mentions in his answer this verse from Rupa Goswami, Adau Shraddha, and Rupa Goswami always say Tata, Tata. After Shraddha comes Sadhusanga, Vajanakriya, and then after Anartani Vritti he says Syat, maybe. So what does it mean? He said, and after he said, okay, after. What does it mean, this? Maybe. Maybe Nishta.
This is a question for Fakir Mohan Prabhu, who is our Sanskrit. No, I don't know the answer. Is the question clear to you?
His question is clear.
And now you have 4 minutes to answer. Yeah.
Is it possible?
That is, Brahmando Bhramite Kono Bhagyavana Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That beach is Nam. First, you cannot understand what is what. You bring one mango seed. Understand? You cannot find the branch, leaf, and seeds, nothing. Huh? Everything is there. Sravana kirtana jale karaye sechan. You give the water. What will you find? You tell. One mango tree. And you see the what mango tree giving? The mango. Many seeds. So the Naam is staying from beginning to even it Golok Dham also you will chant.
Wonderful. So this was the answer of Prabhu to this question. Now we will have another question. Yes. We are hearing this music. This is not our hobby. It is some technical mistake. Yes. Maybe you have to pour water on the on the machine. Yes, please.
Okay. I'm a little afraid of asking this question, but I want to know whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was on this planet, always completely knew that he was in full aspect the highest personality of Godhead. If he always understood the aspect of Paramatma and everything, because sometimes when we read about him, it seems like he really wants to reach Krishna again, even if he is Krishna. So, yeah, my question is whether he was full conscious of who he actually is all the time.
According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, there were two types of awarenesses in Mahaprabhu in as far as his own godhood was concerned. Most of the time, he would consider himself a servant of Krishna. And in that mood, he would sing the holy names of Krishna. He would forbid his devotees to chant Nitai Gauranga and these other chants during his time. Sometimes he would also reveal himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For instance, during kirtans, he would sometimes stand in the Krishna posture, or he would break into Shiva's house when Shiva was doing his Nishinga Puja in order to avoid that the Katsi's men would come and attack his home. And Lord Chaitanya at that time would say, "I am he, I am he. Why do you look for Lord Nishingadev? I am Lord Nishingadev." In other words, he would sometimes be in the consciousness that I am the humble servant of Krishna, and chant Krishna's holy names as a devotee chants. He would teach his followers worship Krishna, bhajo Krishna, no? Do bhajan of Krishna, follow Krishna's instruction. And at other times, rare times, he would switch and he would act as Krishna. After this, when he had acted as Krishna and had spoken as Krishna, he would say to his devotees, "Was everything all right? Did I speak some nonsense? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" And he would go back into the mood of a devotee. So these are the two things. I looked at the clock. This was 3.5 minutes answer. This is what we all should do. I usually talk too long, so Hare Krishna. Next question, Vrinda Devi.
I'm curious to know who are actually the gopas playing with Krishna. Are they an expansion of Balaram, like the gopis are an expansion of Radharani, or are they an expansion of Krishna? Who were they before? And how can we become a friend of Krishna? I'm asking this question also a little bit for our children, because this is the subject this week, Krishna's friends. And we would like to convey them the message that we are all Krishna's friends. But how can we really become a friend of Krishna? This is my question.
Hare Krishna. Who are the gopas? This is the first question. I must honestly tell you, I'm turning now again to Smita Krishna Maharaj. Would you be able to answer this question?
Well, the mention was with the gopis that the expansions of Radharani, but as far as I remember, there's also mention of the sadhus at the time of Lord Ram, who decided to be with Lord Ram, but then qualified themselves to later as also being the category of gopis at the time of Lord Krishna. So the gopas, well, there could be, I mean, sadhus that qualify them that way, or if they're expansions of, I mean, both categories, I mean, could be there at that time. Those sadhus who qualify themselves on expansions in one way or another, if it's at Balaram. Now, how we become friends, well, how is it? If we just once ask, how is it stated there? If we just ask once, how is it? Krishna, I'm yours, or Krishna, you're mine, or like that, then Krishna immediately accepts, I mean, takes that, I mean, it starts. So at some point we positively surrender to Krishna, turn to him, I mean, he immediately accepts and remembers that, and that way our journey as friends of Krishna starts. That's what I understand of it.
Okay. Yes, another question.
Is it said that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan? So when he comes to this world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is it the expansion of him, or is he, because his lila is not stopping in in spiritual world, so what form is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
If you really desire, then you can understand that in Golok Dham, one side, Mahaprabhu's Shweta Dham. Gaurangero Nija Nitya Siddha Kori Mane Shijai Bro Jendra Sutopa. Dodi Sarup Damodar Prabhu and Rupa Goswami Pad, all are they are Nitya Siddha Parsad. Rupa Goswami is staying in this way. Hethai Gaurangal Prabhu Shetha Radha Krishna. It is Mahaprabhu came and Krishna came as disguise of the Mahaprabhu and went. No, this is not that Krishna Dham is staying, Mahaprabhu Dham is separate thing. So the Mahaprabhu, like the Rupa Manjari and Lalita Visakha, similarly the Swarup Damodar Prabhu, Rupa Goswami and all are staying in this way. They are releasing in two types of mood. So that's why Gaurang, what it is, that is Gaurangero Dutipada Jar Dhano Sampada Sejane Bhakti rasa sar. Through Mahaprabhu, we can realize the Krishna lila. So, dear Mukauranger Nijadane, Nitya Siddha Kari Mane. They are Nitya Siddha. They are not temporarily came. Because it is Mahaprabhu staying in same form in Golok Dham, then they are Parshad. Those who have come, they are also Nitya Siddha. They are Nitya Siddha. So, the Mahaprabhu came as mood of Radharani and with Bhakta Rishkai. And that form is staying. And Krishna, when coming, next Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu is coming. The Krishna when coming in this way, that is empty. Or when Mahaprabhu is coming, that is empty. No. We are always thinking that the do abadanantme mudha manusva tanumasritam. The Krishna Bhagavan and Mahaprabhu came as the body of man. That's why we are thinking that these doubts are coming. And if you do bhajan, if you chant Harinam, then you can realize it and you should express everybody. Everything now?
Thank you. Let us answer.
Give it to
you. I would also like to add to what Vagya Mahaprabhu has said, that when we hear that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, and at the same time we hear he has appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then this and appeared in this world, this doesn't it doesn't necessarily mean that now Vrindavan is empty because Krishna has left there. And he's now here in this world as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This doesn't imply it. See, when the Gop, there's a very, very nice explanation of this in the Krishna book. When Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, then apparently it looked as if Krishna was now gone out of Vrindavan. All the gopis were crying, the gopas were crying, Nanda Maharaj was crying. But had he really left Vrindavan? The explanation which Prabhupada gave is that only one form of Krishna left Vrindavan. In another form, he returned with Nanda Maharaj and entered the heart of the gopis and the gopas and everyone else and stayed in that form eternally in Vrindavan. What form is this in which Krishna stayed always in Vrindavan? Prabhupada said it's his bhava rupa, the form of a mood, of a longing, of a feeling. In that way, Krishna never left Vrindavan. He's always in Vrindavan, in the Bhava form or his Prakat form, and here comes the secret, they are the same. Each form of Krishna is the same. So yes, you may say, but it seems to me that Krishna left as Mahaprabhu, but he stayed there in Vrindavan and engaged in his pastime, while at the same time he did the Sankirtan movement in the world. It's difficult to understand, but it's Krishna. He can do many, he has many forms. And is all these, in these many forms, he's all one form really. Mm-hmm. So another question, please. Jai Gopal.
Out of personal experience and also observing our ISKCON or devote in the history of devotees, you see that you get to know Krishna conscious, you're very inspired, and you at the beginning somewhat push away some of your material desires or inclinations, and after some time these start to pop up again, and then maybe tinged with a bit of the new age mood which is now around those in the esoteric scene, you come like, oh, I have to also follow my material inclinations, not to have to suppressing or even to have some psychological problems. But then after a while you realize this also doesn't work out so good. You get entangled more, you are not happy in your heart. So what is really the mood, the Vaishnava mood of like, yeah, we hear of like this morning of fucking Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they really like, okay, at one point they gave up everything, their minister post, and so they're giving us like an example, at one point to just radically give something up. And then I have, when I think about that, I think, okay, that's maybe a point I have to come to, but then there's another side in me, but oops, you know, what do you do with this pressure in your heart, with your material inclinations, which are also there, like giving pressure, you know, like, and you may feel, that, oh, then I'm not in balance if I just radically give up this. So what is a way to deal with this? But we want to become pure, we want to become, develop this service attitude, and these things are obstacles in our heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A very good question. I would like to give one brief answer to this question and then request Smita Krishna Maharaj to also address this question for us. At the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, we usually have a very deep spiritual interest. We are like people who have not drunken for many, many years and now only want to drink. We don't want to eat, we don't want to sleep, we just want to drink. So in the same way, the conditioned souls who come in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, they don't want to do anything else than make spiritual advancement. Now, as they go on this project, they are happy in the beginning, but then there are two scenarios. One scenario, which would be the ideal scenario, is that they become lovers of God and intoxicated saints in Raga Bhakti. If this scenario doesn't take place, then it's absolutely important for them to have a type of physical well-being, an emotional well-being, and a social well-being which supports their spiritual well-being. If they don't have this, they die a premature death. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what he said. Their efforts in spiritual life will be finished. So those who are lovers of God, Raga Bhakti, they don't need physical and emotional and social comforts. They are like a fire, an all-consuming fire. Everything is becoming fire in the fire. In other words, they are fully spiritualized. But those who don't have attained this in a short time period of time, they must take care that there is physical and emotional and social well-being which supports their spiritual life. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives an example of what this well-being is which supports it. He says, in the morning, we have to take a shower. Why? Because with a shower, our mind becomes pure, so that we can engage in the worship of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the shower is material, but it supports you in your spiritual life to do puja. You just have some water, and it's a very material thing, but it is still necessary because it supports you. So, this is an example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he says, you must have a support for your spiritual life if you are not yet on that high level. And I'm fully dedicated in this stage of my life to work at a life school and a Vedic university. That's what we do in Berlin. We are just concentrating on this, how to help devotees to have this types of well-being which supports their spiritual development. It's necessary, otherwise you will die a premature death. I have seen this, that we don't have this, that the Hare Krishna movement and other Gaudiya movements don't have this supportive culture, and that we don't get anywhere. We lose our members left and right. And because this is the case, I have stopped everything else and work in this field. I thought you knew. Yes. Mita Krishna Maharaj.
Well, in Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter, let's see, Krishna, he gives his progression or regression. First verse 12, I think it says 8, just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. And then, if you can't do that, then engage in devotional service under rules and regulations. And if you can't do that, then it gives, if however you cannot practice the regulations of Bhakti Yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me you will come to the perfect state. So there Krishna actually gives, okay, you can't fully just give up everything, then okay, then follow regulative principles and the sadhana bhakti. Well, if you can't even do that, well, work in a selfless way, or work for me. Then I thought what we may need also, what I thought, some meaningful engagement. I mean, whether we're on this level or that level, but if we're being connected to the devotee, to the association of devotees by some meaningful engagement, that you feel you still have a mission within that frame, even if you're not on the topmost platform, can be a help to carry us through the difficulties of the mind and the body, so to say. When it's something meaningful there to do, I can't be up there, then I'll be here, but support in some way. I think that it's important for the devotees, for them to carry on. And I believe Prabhupada said that in one, something like that, in a letter. Well, they're leaving. Why is that? Something he detected, that they were not really giving, well, some meaningful engagement. Thus, it went out. Because with that meaning, then you can pull through the difficulties. Without that, I'm just hopeless, there's no meaning, Just do something else. Okay, that's my thoughts on it.
Okay, now I'm looking at the wristwatch. It's 9:25. We will have one last question. who has the last question?
There was in the back there.
Yeah, I don't know who took well, off.
There was a lady in back there. She didn't. Yeah. She didn't ask before.
Okay.
Yes, I have one question. I hope this is also can be good for all of the devotees here. I hope. I have listened once and Gogovinda Swami lecture. He spoke about the 11 from devotional service. I'm more interested in this part. I don't know Krishna. I don't know him. I don't know so much about him. I didn't learn so much about him. But my only desire to develop my devotional service to him. And I want to know the meaning about bhava. What is bhava? Bhakti, prema bhakti, bring you to bhava. Please, I want to know.
This is the question. What is bhava?
Yes.
And
because he say
prema bhakti brings you to bhava.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. All right. So we have now a question. Should we ask our fakir? I think we should ask him. The question is clear.
Yes.
Yeah? Good. Yes.
That is, it is a realization thing. It is not like the advocacy will argument do and it will solve it. That's why in Bhagavad told, Gyanam me paramam gujyam jad vijnana samanyutam. If we will follow the Gurudev's order and chant Krishna Naam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You can know it. The way I am telling very shortly, I have discovered one manuscript of Kanai Khuntia, who was the pastor of Mahaprabhu. He wrote Mahabhava Prakash. Understanding? This book's name is Mahabhava Prakash. So, he wrote why the Jagannath is staying in this way. What is the reason behind it? If he will know the, what Jagannath Krishna, Rama, or what in this way? No leg, no hand, nothing. How? Why? Then he explained that Krishna was always thinking about Radharani. Then the Moses told what it is. It is not good. He's a king. And one king, if think the other woman, it is not good. It is not good. We are serving by heart and mind, and he is always telling this is what it is. Then they asked to Rohini Mataji. Rohini Mataji told, if I will tell these things, really it is good, and Subhadra should stay in gate, because they will come, Krishna Balaram. He will not allow. Rohini Mataji is telling in this way, and Krishna Balaram, Subhadra, my is not able to go, enter because he is in doorkeeper, and Jagannath Balaram is staying hearing the Mahabhava symptoms came, that is the whole the leg and this way, everything.
Shrink.
If you read the Mahaprabhu also, sometimes staying in this way, like kurma murti, kurma, kachap. Kachap.
Tortoise
is spreading and closing. That is called Mahabhava. If you will see the Jagannath Balarasa Mandirachi, your question and answer will be finished.
What a so brief answer. This is amazing.
Hare Krishna. This is a German influence on you. Hare Krishna. So, ich kann mir vorstellen, dass es noch viele, viele Fragen gibt, aber ich denke wirklich, dass wir um 9.30 Uhr aufhören sollten. Och, ihr seht auch, also Martin, du könntest ein bisschen Schlaf gebrauchen, glaube ich, ne? Ja. Gut, dann wünsche ich euch I wish you a wonderful night.
Thank you.
May you sleep well. May you be come back very rested for tomorrow. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Gaur Premanandi Adi Adi Bo. Krishna. Thank you. Mahava.
That's why I gave that transcript that Guru Maharaj telling this.